ready to love.
Get ready to laugh your ass off. The brothers you've always wanted. But the girls you've never had.
It's not always about sex, you know.
Oh, what's the word? Oh, my.
Crickets, Donna.
Lesbian.
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 It's the Lesbian Lounge.
It's the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on MyLesbianRadio.com. And believe it or not, we're back. We've been gone. We've been distant. We've been remiss. But here we are. Hi, Den.
I feel like I haven't seen you since the Oscars.
You haven't seen me since the Oscars.
Weird,
well,
right?
Since the week after the Oscars, anyway. Oh, my God. Have we not even Skyped since you left?
No. No, oh, no.
That's because the day you left, the mover came. That's why.
Yeah, you've been in the process of moving for a month.
3 months. but we're here.
It felt weird flying solo.
To get home?
No, to do a solo podcast.
Oh, I thought she meant when she left. Vicky's laughing.
She did solo on the way home.
That felt weird too, but we've only flown together twice, so that...
That's what I mean. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, doing a solo podcast, I felt like very uncomfortable and uptight, and I was like not digging it at all.
Were you waiting for me to answer you?
Yeah.
You should have called me. You should have just called me. I could have talked while I was in the car. If I even answered the phone. Oi! Here we are, though. Hello. It's the beginning of April. It's lovely to see you. You're having dusty weather. We're having sweaty weather.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I guess apparently it's calmed down, like, over the last day and a half, 2 days, but... Yeah, for like 3 days, there was all kinds of warnings. Like, if you have respiratory problems, stay in the house, don't go out, don't, you know, whatever. And it was like, I was just ignoring it. Like, I heard it, but I was ignoring it. And then I felt like it actually caught up with me on the third day. Like, oh, maybe I should have.
Maybe I should walk around with a mask on.
Well, that was a little strange.
Funny. Yeah. What'd you turn her down for? Now I can't hear her. Well, anyway, we've both been busy. There, we've we're now broadcasting, Denise, from Studio Trois. Get it? Get it? You got it right away.
It's very good.
It was that was a Debster. Deb came up with that one. Totally love it. Even though it's the fourth studio, I let her have it. I let her have Trois because, you know. Because
it really is just boring.
And yeah, and it just fits so good with a T on the end. So we're all about it. And we'll be... we're really enjoying it. It's quite a lovely location. Windows all around. The cats are in absolute bird heaven. They can see out wherever they are. They can see out from somewhere. I've told Denise, like, every day since we've been here, Gunther's feet have not yet touched the floor except to quick jump down and quick jump back up to the next. He goes from windowsill to windowsill to windowsill, and that's it. I mean, like, he's the happiest boy. They all are. Then we've got this tiny little mud porch. It's just an entrance, like an entryway, like what you have, like, in between the front door and the main room and the main house.
Yeah, I don't have one here.
You do. You have that little space, but you don't have the door closed off.
No, not even. You're talking about, like, what Hazel has?
Yeah, like, in between two doors. You know how you walk in?
Foyer, like, our bathroom is
off. Oh, okay. Right, so it's like Hazel's house, where you open a door, and then you close it behind you. Like a submarine, really. And you open the door.
Or a spaceship.
Or a spaceship, right, exactly. Yeah. Like a docking station.
Exactly. Yeah. Airtight. Yeah, got it.
And the front door is all glass. So from the minute we wake up in the morning, because I wake up first, I open the main front door, like the inside front door. So it's this big, beautiful, like, glass lookout to the world. And they all line up on the one piece of rug that's in front of it. It's actually really cute. Four of the five of them are out there every morning. It's very
Which
cute.
Which one isn't?
Mostly Sammy, because he's still a big pussy. But, you know.
Our little pussy.
But him and I'll tell you what. He and Gunther have rekindled their romance. It's quite...
Their bromance.
I got a 69 photo I forgot to send you yesterday. I'll have to. I was just too much pain.
I don't want to see my boy in that position.
I don't know. He seemed to be a happy little camper. It was a little cute. Ah, she's squinting. What's wrong with the gay cat, Denise? Huh?
No, I got one that's leaving tomorrow.
Oh, that's true.
Agador Spartacus will be officially moving to Brighton tomorrow.
Aww, it's been a quick month.
I know. That's boom. But so it's been 3 months, and he's rocking on. I think he just needs to be in the center of Gayville.
Well, I mean, Brighton's the place for him to go. So we're talking about James. If you haven't put together who Agador Spartacus is in Denise and Gemma's life, and I'm more concerned about Gemma.
I know, me too.
She's going to be lonely.
Never heard her talk this much in the entire time I've her.
At first, like 3 seconds ago, I was feeling really bad that I said she's going to be so lonely, and then meanwhile you follow it up with that, so I'm off the hook for some potentially rude comment.
Nope. She's gonna. She won't get to go shopping.
Oh my god, she has not stopped shopping since February 1st.
No, she's been. They've actually been pretty good. Like, I think he knows when to pull in the reins. So that's good.
Oh shit.
Today they went out to return some stuff that James had bought, and Gemma came back with a lawnmower. So I don't know if he really is pulling in the reins, but it's a push mower. It's not even like a, not like a gas or, motorized one. It's just
okay. For the backyard.
Hey, watching her do the lawn today.
You watched her, yeah. Did she show you how to push?
Oh, God, I was laughing so hard I couldn't even deal.
Aww.
Yesterday, so it really wasn't the right weather to be out there trying to do it, so it was a bit of a struggle, but she did it, and she went all around the fox poop.
Come on! It's still in the yard?
Yeah, it's still in the yard.
But it's hidden by grass.
It's hidden by high grass?
You can't even tell it's there, really.
That is hilarious.
Just go out there with a weed whacker and spread it.
No, go out there with a hose and wash it down like dog poop.
We don't have a hose yet.
Oh, well, take a bucket. Take a bucket of water.
It's not on the concrete.
So?
So why do I gotta wash it away?
So other foxes don't come cover it.
They don't cover it. They just poop and walk away.
No, I mean another fox will come and poop near it to put his scent on it.
I think that's a pee thing, not a poop thing.
Don't freak me out, please.
Try looking at the door.
I'm standing there with a camera for 4 days waiting for a
That's hilarious. It was a great picture, though. It really was a fantastic. He looked right at the camera. It was fantastic.
He didn't even care. It was almost like he was going, go ahead, put it on Facebook, see if I care. He knew where it was going.
He's like, right up to face, like, I don't give a shit, but wait, I do give a shit. That's true.
Brutal. Like, I just tell you, 75 likes. We didn't even get that many for our wedding picture. It's insane.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yep.
That's actually really funny.
And the funny thing was Ollie was down here, Mr. Timid, Mr. Skittish.
Yeah.
Watched the entire thing, never flicked a tail, batted an eye, made a noise, nothing. Just like dead on. Watched this fox take a shit in the backyard.
He was paralyzed with fear.
Bruce woke up slightly and yawned and rolled over and went back to sleep.
So good you can depend on them. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it right out there.
Unbelievable.
So lovely. So lovely.
Seriously. Honestly. So funny. I have to say, Bruce is, for all those people that are, on Bruce's side every time he does something wrong. Oh, he just loves he likes the water. Oh, he's just playing. Oh, no. He has mellowed out incredibly over the past.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Finally, it finally slowed down.
Yeah, I mean, he still every now and then will jump on the kitchen counter, but all you have to do is snap your fingers and he gets down like he knows he's not supposed to.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, at least he's learning a little. A
little bit. Still gets on the table a lot. Still has to sniff everything you're eating. But he's, yeah, he's getting used to the word no, I think, basically.
Finally understanding. Speaking back to Facebook for a second, you had me jump on to read a little something. It's been 2 weeks since I've actually logged on to Facebook, so I was catching up on a couple of things, and I have to tell you, Lori Collins, 100% on the mark. This girl gets a nod, like, from every angle. She's been posting the funniest, coolest shit, but my favorite thing is the bumper sticker she put on your wall today. Oh, my God. Legalize gay marijuana. I fucking love it.
I was like, it's everything in my life encompassed into one.
Yeah,
bumper.
It's all we need. So I'm going to get them to make them at work. So I'll put it right on the mom van. Yeah, totally. Because we can do anything. We can do anything at Fast Prints. We can make anything.
Hey, this is not a PSA.
No, it isn't. Nor will it ever be, but that's okay.
Quick, get in the address.
No. Anyway, you are actually, like,
you have the poor Donna clicking two nickels together thing again.
Oh, my God. When we found that not too long ago, hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. Very funny. So, listen, when you, so you're losing a roommate, but gaining company, right? Right away.
Yeah, James leaves on Monday, and then Gemma's mom gets in on
Friday.
Yeah, that's a quick turnaround again.
But this will be a nice visit. Just her mom's coming in, right? Her grandpa's not coming this time.
Right, it's just her mom. And the nice thing is that she has Gemma took the whole week off because it's Easter week.
Wow, okay, good.
Away anyway, so they've got plenty of time to just to have the exact same thing that I had with my mom.
That'll be beautiful. Now, will you be required to show up?
No.
No indoor skiing for you.
No.
You're not even going to go?
They're iffy on that because they realize that all the kids will be out of school and it'll probably be...
Easter's not till the 20th, though. Oh, but Good Friday is the weekend before.
Yeah, they've been off. They've been off for a week now.
The kids have?
Yeah, they get the week before and the week after.
Yeah, but Easter's not till the 20th.
Oh, maybe they get more than that. They're off now. They're everywhere. They're like ants.
They get the whole month of April off.
My birthday month.
If they go back in between, but for some reason, I think they're off right now.
Are you trying to mesmerize me? mesmerize me with that eraser tip pencil that you're wiggling back and forth?
I know, it smells like oranges.
Well, it's an orange pencil tip. It is, isn't it? And you, personally, have been busy like a maniac.
I really have. I swear to God. My fingers are like, they're cramping up.
No, not because you're playing that stupid driving game.
No, I've finished that.
I know. So they're cramping up for different reasons.
I just go to my Lori Collins. I just go around and collect money now.
The collector.
No, yeah. I've been doing a lot of writing this last couple of weeks.
All good shit, man. I know,
and everything. It's like everything came out at once. I'm like, oh my God. Like I can't post another link, or people are gonna be like, I can't. I hate her.
Nobody did that. I read everything. It was all very good stuff.
I got asked by my friend Lucy, who works at Lesbians of North London, like lesbiansnorthlondon.co.uk, kind of after I think I was tweeting some stuff about this musical that came out right after they legalized same-sex marriage here.
Hilarious.
There was an actual television show called Our Gay Wedding, the musical.
Now, is it like a... Go ahead.
Two gay gentlemen apparently did their whole... I couldn't watch it. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. But two gay men apparently did their whole wedding like a musical. It was not even like. It was a musical. So from their guests to their planners to their wedding party to their families, everybody sang. It was a showstopper from what I hear.
I have a feeling that's going to be the wedding on Modern Family at the end of the season.
Probably.
That's where it's going. Yes, yeah. Pretty much.
So they asked me if I would write my take on it, even if it was grumpy or not in favor of. And that was all I really needed to hear. So I gladly guest blog on that site. So
it's very good, by the way. It's all it was very good. I liked that.
And then our buddy Mary,
Malia,
has some friends that are they've started a new website called LGBTRelationshipNetwork.org.
That's not a lot of words, but it looks good when you put it all out there.
And they asked me if I would contribute monthly.
Woo!
A grumpy side again?
No. No. Just some of the things you learn along the way, I think, that would be helpful in relationships, you know, general coming out, relationships, that kind of stuff. So that my first one came out this they just launched on April 2nd, so that was kind of cool. And then Hello, She Magazine, bada boom.
Seriously, what a gorgeous cover.
Gorgeous, right?
Totally.
Really nice looking cover. And it was, I actually got to speak with Laurel Holloman, and it was, you know, the Dinah just ended and she was there. Well, not ended, I guess.
It's this weekend. Yeah.
So anyways, but the whole thing, this is the 10th anniversary since Showtime launched The L Word.
Wow.
It's a lot to talk about. Like, hey, how you doing? What have you been up to for the last 10 years? You know?
Crazy.
So, basically 5 years. So we had a nice little catch up, and man, I'll tell you what, she's on fire right now. She is so talented. It's unbelievable. She is such an amazing artist that it's, and I don't mean artist by like artist in general, like performer art. I mean, like, she does like 14-foot paintings. Like,
what?
I mean, it's amazing. Like, she's on scaffolds and ladders, and I mean, she's doing these like $500,000 pieces. It's just absolutely incredible. She's traveled to Europe. She's, read the article. You will not believe what
wow.
she's been up to in 5 years. It's absolutely
cool.
Incredible.
All right, good.
Yeah, it was really, really neat talking to her. And then I think, is that it? I think that's it.
No, there was a beautiful article on the Lesbian Icon website.
LGBT Icons, yeah. We're skipping all over the place here.
Oh, sorry. Is that on the list?
Yeah. Barry Church Woods has created LGBTicons.com. And I don't know, I guess I just started following them on Twitter. I have been following them on Twitter, and I saw something, and we had like a nice little back and forth. He wanted to do a little something on us. So I sent him a little information and told him to have a listen. And the next thing I know, boom, we're on the site.
It's super favorable. It wasn't even anything about our bad language or anything. It was really good.
You guys are icons now.
Oh, MJ, we're icons. Oh, my God. I want to be on the website.
My mother's birthday is tomorrow.
Yep.
So today, she actually called me up because she is going to be doing some. Oh, she has a phone meeting with the bank tomorrow. So I sent her a Harry and David basket, and I didn't want to make it like, I didn't want to make it fruit or cake or muffins or cheese or wine. I wanted something different. So I went on there and I really, really studied all the different things, and I selected the variety popcorn package.
Oh my God.
Four different kinds of popcorn. Caramel, dark chocolate, road. Yes. And I think maybe butterscotch. I don't know. I forget what the first one
was.
But they're nice little individual packs that all come in a nice little basket. So, and I knew that Game of Thrones was starting.
Tonight. Tonight.
So I was so glad that she got it on time so she could have a little bit of munch while she's watching Game of Thrones and have the perfect birthday eve, if you will, since she will be quite a bit. Oh, lovely. She gets to just to get her taxes done. She has an appointment with the bank on the short sale and dinner with Aunt Joanne. Is that a birthday day or what?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I was like, how could
all she needs is a rectal exam and she'll be totally covered.
Seriously, how could she not have scheduled a surgery or something? So yeah, poor thing. But she'll have popcorn tonight, and that's all that matters.
That's
so,
a lot of fun.
But I did. I told her, I was like, you know, you look really young to have a lesbian icon for a daughter.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell my parents.
Yeah,
that's really funny. You know, I was thinking when you were talking about the Harry David thing, I was thinking, like, how the hell can you top an Oprah birthday cake? I mean, seriously.
I know. That was stellar.
That was
one of the better ones. The key, one of Oprah's favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Key Lime something cake company. And, man, that was awesome. I wish. But now you can't do it from here. I don't know why.
Oh, they got wise to you. They wised up. They figured you out.
Yeah, they were like, we can't let this kid look any better.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Top that. Yeah.
That's pretty funny shit, man.
Scratch popcorn package from Harry and David.
That's totally funny.
So that's really... It's really what's been going on. I feel like I have been incredibly busy. Like, I mean, it's so weird. Like, a day just goes by, and I look up, and it's like 6:30, and I'm like, whoa, geez.
Oh, geez. Where? What happened?
What happened here? Yeah.
What happened?
You're both sitting there blinking, like, you want to put some food in the bowl, asshole?
Well, you've also been taking care of the girl cats, too.
I had to slip in a few play dates because Hazel's been like a mad woman with work as she winds up for her big stateside trip tomorrow with Kirsten. Oh man, I gotta tell you, first of all, I'm very jealous.
I know
that they get to travel together because it is serious fun when you travel with Kirsten. And so she posted on Facebook today that
I saw this.
Yeah, her evil cat Fergal has taken a wee in her suitcase while she was trying to pack. And then after she cleaned it up, he weed again in her hand luggage.
What? She's foolish for even trying to use it. Seriously, just use garbage bags. It'll be fine.
So, like, you know, the upside to all this is that you'll smell your bag on the luggage carousel before you even spot it.
Before you even see it. Oh my god, that's so funny.
And I said, you know what? It's okay that all your clothes will smell like cat pee because you'll probably fit right in the castor.
Oh, awful! But
so
not-
I called her today because I was going to offer her my suitcase. I still haven't put it away from my trip.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I've already packed. I've been packed for 4 hours. I'm just relaxing right now. I'm not going to unpack. And I'm like, okay. And we're all going, oh, and Hazel was here too. We had Kirsten on speaker. And we're like, are you sure you don't want to rethink this? Because that's a really strong smell to get rid of.
And it doesn't ever go away.
Yeah, with a Dettol wipe. You know? Like,
yeah, no.
Like,
yeah, no.
You really should rethink this. But nope, she was adamant that she had it under control. She was, I think by the end of the conversation, we'd convinced her to at least Febreze inside the clothes and the outside of the bag and the inside.
That's not going to make any difference. Every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours until it goes on the plane.
Oh my god, her clothes are all going to stink.
Vinegar.
She said, what's the worst case scenario? I have to
remember.
Wash everything when I get there?
Yeah, but then she'll have to just always wash everything. That's disgusting. She needs to just take a different bag.
I said, I guarantee you tonight when you go to sleep, he'll spray that fucking thing again.
She's a fool. She needs to put it in the car now. Get it out of the house altogether.
I had to lock it in a room that he couldn't get into. And she was like, oh my god, I don't even know how I could do that because I'm not carrying it down the stairs. I'm like, oh Jesus.
Who's taking it down the stairs?
Probably the driver.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
He won't want to touch it. He'll be like, that thing stinks.
Or like you're killing.
I can't put that in my car.
This holiday, really.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Up there, her aura.
It's going to be awesome. How long are they going to be together? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Together, not real together.
The smell. Vicky said she's gonna need her own room.
I think they do have separate rooms. That's the good
news. Planning.
Yeah.
Good planning. So listen, what do you got? I see a list of. I feel like Romper Room. I see shout outs. I see news stories. What you got for us?
Oh man, I just want to give a big shout out to all the spray tanned, drunken, coked up starlets at the diner. Wishing you all the best hangovers ever. Have a blast. And I want to say hi to Katie and Naomi of Planet London. They're in Palm Springs.
I saw that on Facebook. What the hell?
They're having a huge time out there. Big good time so far, I've heard. Yeah, all good things. But you guys, you have to keep an eye on Planet London, planet-london.com this month, because they're launching the International Women's Festival Guide. And they will be featuring Women Fest, Girls in Wonderland, Elfest England, Elfest Del Mar in Spain, and of course the Dyna. So they've got all kinds of people contributing, and I am one of them.
Are they coming down?
No. They wanted contributions, people who have been to them and can actually write about them.
Oh my gosh.
So it's going to be a nice comprehensive list, and they're kind of releasing them slowly and slowly and slowly. So keep an eye on it, and check them out, because they've got great book reviews going on right now. They will, I'm sure, have a stellar review and tons of pictures and videos and interviews from all the girls that have been at the Dyna. They've got their picture taken with Laurel Holloman, because I
saw
Laurel in our interview. So keep an eye out for the girls in the pink shirts from Planet London. They're coming all the way from the UK. I'm sending them directly over to say hello and give you a hug. And she was all about it, and sure enough, they posted pictures with her.
I saw the picture of them with Kate Moaning. I did not see the one with Laurel, but I will look for that now that I touched the Facebook.
They're knocking it out of the park in LA. They're having a blast. So seriously, that's great news for them and all the girls. I did tweet Jill Bennett and the Planet London girls, and I said, can somebody give me an update as to how many dodgeballs to the face have happened? They said there was no dodgeball this year because there was no grass.
Why?
Who can't play dodgeball in the concrete parking lot?
Did they change location?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know what happened, but Jill said she wasn't playing anyways because the Go-Go Girls were so mean.
They were! I remember last year there was a $5 bet involved, I believe, right?
I think there was, yeah. Uh-huh.
I had to pay someone something. I paid someone for something for somewhere.
But I've been following the girls at Atello, and they're all there too. And because so far everybody has been having a really, really good time, and I heard that the Dyna cinema experience was nothing short of brilliant, because all the Tello girls were there.
Beautiful. What did Julie, do you know what they did?
Julie and Brandy doing a little more gay street therapy at the Dyna.
God, let's talk about Julie and Brandy for you right now. Let's this is, I'm gasping.
That's on my list. You're right. Let's talk about that, because I have to give a huge shout out to For the JJ, everybody knows her. She's like our, she's in the inner sanctum.
She's on the top five list, yeah.
So our friend For the JJ knew that I was struggling, because every time Julie posts a bit. Oh, stop it. Seriously. Bruce. Every time Julie posts a clip from The People's Couch, I can't view it because
BBC
and NBC, and I'll put it right out there, these two fuckers, Bravo and NBC, have geo blockers on everything, and I can't view it with my IP, my British IP address.
Fuckers.
So I feel tortured, because I can actually see, I can see their faces, and I can see the description, and then I click on it and goes, this content is unavailable.
Fucker.
So,
fucker.
I actually said to Julie, you know, like, this drives me nuts, this is like torture, because I can't view it. So JJ, with her iPad, filmed her TV with the clips of it, put them in Facebook so that I could watch them. So I tagged Julie Goldman, who thought it was friggin' brilliant.
That is friggin' brilliant. But JJ's awesome.
I've been having a little bit of a Facebook dialogue with Julie, too, about Elfest. And I told her that I would work on getting her here if she would send me DVDs of The People's Couch. So she is having a chat to see if she can get copies of The People's Couch and mail them to me.
Oh my god, this is all good stuff. I mean, and she'll really do this shit, because Denise, that is one fucking funny show. I have to tell you, I'm so glad.
I can tell by the clips. I mean, I just I had to see the John Travolta's wig.
Yes.
And I had to see the one about the show, I forget the name of the show, but people were being taken hostage. Like, or they were kidnapped, or they disappeared, and they were being held. And the captor said, does anybody have dietary restrictions? And they were, like, busting ass, like, oh, I'm gluten-free.
They're totally hilarious, but the other families that they have, because they've added new families this time around, and I cannot get enough. It's just too funny.
I'm so glad that they're back, though.
Yeah, me too. Very much so. Love those girls. Love them a lot.
And then a huge shout out to Jen Foster and Nicole Kahn and Sue Melke and Barbara Niven and Nicole
Gabrielle and Nicole.
Because the girls are, they have gone over the 200,000
views
on YouTube for the She For Me PSA for marriage equality. And we've been supporting this thing forever. And it's like, this is what happens. This is what happens when you find something good and you throw it out there for everybody. It's really, everybody, the right people are getting to see it. I saw that Sofia Vergara retweeted it.
I know. I saw that one too. That's big. She's huge. She's gorgeous. I love, that's the kind of support we like to have.
Yeah, it's happening exactly the way it's supposed to. I also know that Sue, and I'm going to have a chat with her, but she is involved in yet another project. I want to say it's a love is love kind of thing. So we're going to get more from Sue on that and what they're doing. But I actually heard, or I think I saw something on her Facebook page, that there are places around the world right now that are showing that PSA as a commercial on their network television.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's
how cool.
Absolutely cool. There should definitely, that should be happening everywhere.
Yeah. You're right.
Very cool.
It takes a brave sponsor like the Andes Hotels that are going to be showing that in all their hotels on their channel.
On their in-house channel. Yeah.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
Beautiful.
And then another reminder, because I did get an email from Joe Schmooze. Saying that she was traveling again. How did she put it? Let me find her exact wording. So the thing is, I'm back on the road again, and just like Hazel, I need to make some double podcasts, just saying.
Aww.
So I told her to hang in there. But you, anybody, not just Joe, anybody can email us at deniseanddonna@gmail.com. Because we're here. We're here for you. Did I tell you? I don't know if you listened to the solo podcast, but we got a really great email from a girl. Oh, I don't think it's on this phone. Sorry. From I think her name was Kirsty, and her girlfriend wrote in and gave us a couple of new food spots because she heard that I was... when I was in studio with you and I was saying that I was really nervous I was running out of good restaurants.
Yeah?
So she threw out a couple.
Down here?
No, here.
Oh, great! Oh, yeah. Good! Oh, good.
Yeah.
I must tell you, Denise, I have not... There's one downside to living in this house, and that is that it's 3 miles to work. So by the time I get the iPod plugged in and on, I'm there. So
I
haven't
a 45-minute commute anymore.
Correct. So I'm behind, but I must tell you, just from like an ego point of view here, the one with us together in the studio alone that Sunday, brilliant, brilliant. Yep.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Yep. Being right next to each other is awesome.
When I got back, that was awesome.
Good shit, man. Good timing, good fun, good shit.
I thought, oh my god, I wonder if this is gonna sound like crap because I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it's all good. Very lovely. So where's JJ? Joe Schmooze, is she somewhere? Has she been repurposed?
She didn't indicate that.
Okay, just curious because I know that Vicky wimped out and didn't give her a call while she was in Tucson for a week.
Mm-hmm. Vicky.
Mm-hmm. You could have asked.
She said, "I didn't have
her number." She goes, "I didn't have her number." I know. She did. She Facebooked her, but you know, she's like,
actually kind of busy.
I know. She actually was there on a purpose.
Purpose.
On a special purpose.
A family purpose.
I thought so because I didn't see a whole lot of aerial pictures after the first one.
After I landed.
After you landed. Funny, funny shit, dork.
Oh, man. We also have to give a huge shout out to our lovely Sarita.
Gorgeous.
Sarah. She's doing such a good job. Check out her review of Tales of Us by Goldfrapp.
What? What's
this
that?
This is a first-hand concert goer's perspective because she was there. She was there.
I know.
Yeah. And it's on our feed right now, so you can keep up. But you can keep up with her through Movies Out Queer because the girl is banging them out. She has reviews on Submerge, the Australian lesbian movie, and Free Fall. And I think just before that was the Dallas Buyers Club.
I heard that.
Okay.
Dude, can I tell you?
His new thing is pushing his food underneath the tray.
What the hell?
I know.
Let me...
game. Everything's a game.
I will tell you that I have been at three functions at the Pride Center since the move, and one of which was Blue is the Warmest Color, which I went to because of Sarah's recommendation.
See?
A very long movie and a lot of hot sex. And not
seven
until after, but how was the movie? And not until after it was over did I even know that there's such controversy about the sex in the film because it was a male director. But I have to tell you, of all the lesbian sex, you know, real or imagined, that we've seen on film, this was pretty good, direct and real. It was hot shit, man. It was very hot. But it was actually kind of fun watching something so sexual in a group of a very mixed group of men and women and different ages and subtitles and some lights on, some lights off. It was really a lot of fun. And coworkers. I had two coworkers come with me.
Were they showing in the parking lot?
No, we were in the main hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was really kind of fun. It was actually really neat. So hats off to Roya, the new director of women in Women with Pride. She's doing a knockout, bang-up job. She's doing a good job. This year...
What were the other two events?
The first thing I went to was the workshop on weed and the LGBT community, which went a little bit differently than planned, but it was very interesting. I learned quite a bit about legalization versus medical need and etc. about pot down here in the States. So we'll see if that happens. And third thing I went to, Denise, we were actually sponsors. So very proud to be, My Lesbian Radio and The Lesbian Lounge, very proud to be sponsors for the 4th annual Women's History Art Month. And what a fucking party. Holy shit. First of all, there were more women there than I've ever seen at any function ever at the center for any reason, ever. No.
Because Angie is a networker, man.
Holy shit. And the age group, there were babies. People brought children and the older women and straight people, you know, gay people. It was so packed. I went to do a drive-by. I didn't leave. Did not fucking leave the joint till it was over and closed down. I had a blast. Love and kisses to you from Jay. Like, everybody was there. Just everybody was there. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I'm so proud of Angie and her team putting that shit together. But there were at least four pieces bought and sold. Yeah, that's never happened. They've tried to do that all 4 years.
Did you see Dana?
They didn't come.
Well, they just moved, too.
They did. She wasn't one of the participating artists this year. There were a few repeat artists, but a lot of new artists, and just fantastic stuff. And then they had a dance troupe in this year that was just, like, very unique. You would call it interpretive dance.
Okay.
But super powerful. Really intense, and it was just really different. So it was. I'm always really proud of what Angie does, and man, fucking love that girl. We've been connected for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, I got to see her at Pride. It was awesome.
So I'm very
good, and it's like I feel like she's a one woman show when it comes to that.
She is, because she knows exactly what to say and how to get people to come. And now we're working on the, since New Moon is closed, the girls don't know really where to go and what to do once they get there. So we're working on some sort of social on a monthly basis because, you know, it's not just about the beer, but that does help get a younger group in. And there's a way to have beer without selling beer, and we want to bring music and different entertainment. So it's going to it's all happening. It's all happening.
Oh.
It's all happening.
Wow, I hope it happens by the time the Burtons get there.
Fuck yeah, that's like in a minute, right? They're going to be here in a minute?
End of May.
End of May.
As a matter of fact, I just sent them their Florida shirts.
Oh, good. Oh, cute. Okay, good. Yeah, for some reason I was thinking April, but you're right, May. Of course you're right. I'm not questioning you. I just thought it was happening like right now. I'm very excited. Yeah, there'll be shit lined up. Totally.
You need to show them a good time. I've made big promises.
Oh, hey, thanks. No pressure. They can come watch me work. That'll be fun.
No,
I'm kidding. No, we'll do stuff.
They could come to my school and tell all the kids what it's like living in England. Like, I just watched all the video of Gemma telling the kids what it was like living in Australia.
Do you remember when Gemma went to school with her for the day and Vicky walked her from class to class and every single class asked her
if she saw a kangaroo?
Every class. And then one class asked her if the toilets flush the same way.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Love it. She was very patient.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, what kids need to know. Exactly.
I would ask that.
You would ask that?
Have you ever boxed with a kangaroo, and have you ever snuggled with a koala?
Hold on one second. We kind of lost you a little bit.
There we go.
Say that again.
Have you ever boxed with a kangaroo? Have you ever snuggled with a koala? And how did the toilets flush?
That's so funny. Don't ask.
Totally.
Very funny.
So as I mentioned, our friend Mary Malia is part of another new project called the LGBT. It's www.lgbtrelationshipnetwork.org. And it launched April 2nd. And it is LGBT relationship coaches and experts that they've hand chosen and banded them together to put together this comprehensive, resourceful site for your dating and relationship needs. Through the sharing of information, education, and resources, they're dedicated to supporting men and women of the LGBT spectrum and making their relationships emotionally satisfying, meaningful, and successful. So great job to Mark Reinert, David Steele, and Mary Malia, because it is a great, great, first of all, it's a great idea. Second of all, the site is awesome. It's really easy to use, and there's a great blog where you can find my article, Be Okay With Yourself as a Lesbian.
Right, and there's bunches of stuff to look at on the website. So you go under the blog title, the blog link, and it's divided into gay, lesbian, transgender, coming out, etc. And the easiest way to just jump right to Denise's is go to the search bar and just put her name in. And her article is about being okay with yourself as a lesbian. And it's a really, really cute perspective. Super cute, actually. I like it a lot.
Try and bring a little humor to it.
I enjoy, you know, and I guess this is just like super personal, but when I read stuff like that you've posted somewhere else, I mean, not your blog, because obviously your blog is in your voice in my head, but when I read other stuff that you've done for other people, and I just, you know, even if I didn't know you, I hear the voice that you use when you write. Am I saying that? Is that really weird? Do you understand what I mean? Like, does that sound fucked up? Yeah, it was totally, it's totally cool to...
She's hearing voices.
Yeah, that's it.
Denise's voice everywhere.
I just hear your voice wherever I go.
Yeah.
It freaks me out a little bit at red lights, but it's okay.
I think when my mother read that article that was on Lesbians North London about the gay marriage one, she was like, oh my god, that's totally you. I can hear you saying it.
So I'm not the only one. There you go. What are you having? What are you having for a snack? What are you having?
Crisps.
Randomly salted?
Ready salted.
Ready salted. Vicky brought us a tasty little snack she's been carrying with her. It's, can you see it? Because I can't see what I'm showing you. It's Godiva. It's milk salted toffee caramels. Oh, wait, you have to get closer, Vic. You're going to have to hold it. Super delicious and chewy. And then pretzels, Snyder's, the one that you can play tic-tac-toe on. Delicious.
Hashtag
Snyder pretzels. And and of course, we're washing it down with a Coke Zero, because that's what we just wipes all the calories right out.
Yeah.
What you got there?
Coke Zero.
Nice. Cheers. 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 Cheers, Bobby. Cheers.
Cheers. We have a fully stocked fridge full of Carling Zest beers, which is the equivalent to our Bud Light Lime.
Oh, Carling. I remember Carling Black Label from New England when my dad was a beer and alcohol distributor. I totally remember that beer. We had boxes that we were allowed to. We had cases that had flap top lids that we were each given one of when we were camping for the summer. That's all the clothes we could bring was whatever fit in that box. It was so funny. True story.
Probably better than a suitcase.
Right, because it was like it was totally limited
with cat pee in it.
With cat pee. Nice, very nice.
Cat pee.
I just want to go back to the Mary Malia site. She's just such a lovely woman, and I like anything that we've come across since you guys have connected has been so nice and informative.
I like the fact that she's so dedicated to
dedicated. That's it.
She wants people to have great relationships. Stop it. Sorry.
Wait, no. Let's just use that as a soundbite. She wants people to have great relationships. Stop it! Awesome.
He always has to bother him when he's sleeping.
Because he's a nudge.
Mary, she's so dedicated, and she wants people to have successful relationships And it's lovely that she's got a team of people that believe in the same thing, that it's out there, you can find it. These are ways that you can help yourself to get to that point of having, you know, a successful relationship. And it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It doesn't have to be dating. It could be with family, like right. If you're struggling with a family member, if
totally.
You're, you know, whatever, if you're struggling coming out. I mean, just to be able to have better communication, to be more informed.
How to be a better friend. I mean, it's really great stuff.
It really is. So if you get a chance, definitely.
I miss you, bud. Oh, my God. We just dropped her Skype, so.
With her about this.
There we go. We just dropped you. Say that part again.
We will have Mary on, and we will have a proper discussion.
Good. Oh, great. Oh, good. I'm glad. So, listen, I have been kind of living in the dark under, you know, a pile of boxes, so I don't even know what a hot topic is right now.
I'm going to give you one big one.
And discuss. Go on.
The big news, the big hot topic, is that the L Project has made it known that May 4th is going to be the release date for their second charity single, You're All Human.
Oh, my God. Have you heard it yet?
I have. It is absolutely amazing. So I don't even have words, but
is it
going to
make us cry?
Can
you play? Are we allowed? Do we have, is there, you know what I'm asking? Okay. Got it. Go ahead. Tell me something. Tell me good things.
Force to be reckoned with, the L Project is back. Georgie Payne and Sophia Anto Malone are at it again with their big hearts and their serious songwriting skills, with vocals by big talent names including Lucy Burton,
woo-hoo,
Nikki Lamborn from Never the Bride, Emma Kavanaugh from Grey Matter, Peter Caulfield, Thomas Guest, Beth Pryor,
woo-hoo,
and Amber Taylor Groves, and a chorus that'll knock your socks off. It's all them and more. The newest single is an anthem to behold. With the success of it, it does get better, and over 500,000 YouTube views, that song raised over $10,000 for Diversity Role Models and Stonewall UK. The newest single, We're All Human, will be raising funds for the Russian LGBT Network, which help LGBT victims of abuse in Russia. And also Mermaids, the UK's youth transgender charity. Real Project will be playing a sneak preview of We're All Human a short time before the official release date, May 4th.
Pay attention.
The preview is going to be made available via a secret link on Facebook and the Al Project website. So check that out. Be sure that you have liked their Facebook page so that you can get their updates. And also just check out the website, www.thel-project.com. And then you can be privy to a sneak peek.
I'm very excited about this.
Have you checked your email?
Right now? No. Today?
Okay.
Yeah. No, which email? You know, the private one, the one that you know? No, I haven't since we got on the air. I haven't since we started to record. I'm going to do that right now. Talk about something else.
All right, so like we said, same-sex marriage hit the UK as law.
Do you have to get remarried? I know everybody's asked you that, but I still haven't heard the answer.
No, we do not.
Are you considered married? Like officially?
Me and Gemma?
Yeah, there. Are you recognized as
because you have a marriage license, right?
Got it.
So this law went into effect on March 29th. So I just wanted to say congratulations to our girls at Pretty Pink Pearl, Teresa and Helen, being one of the first legally married lesbians in the UK, and they were in just about every newspaper in the UK.
Are you serious?
Every LGBT media site, every newspaper, they were on TV channels. Every time you flipped on the news, there was a story. So well done, girls. They did a great great thing. And then they also had their reel that, I mean, they got to show their paperwork and all that. And then they had a private ceremony this past weekend.
So. I love them. That's so cool. It's like so cool that we know like the first couple.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
I mean, it made BuzzFeed.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And as I mentioned, Channel 4 aired their special program, Our Gay Wedding, the musical. And I believe that's repeating right now as I speak. It's on television.
Please record that and save it for me for the summer.
I know. I gave my shitty take on it in a guest blog on lesbiansnorthlondon.co.uk if you want to check that out.
It wasn't that it was a shit. No, stop. It wasn't that it was a shitty take. It was a very supportive perspective with just a really nice point of view. I don't think you beat the shit out of it. I thought it was done really well.
No, I didn't. I didn't put it down. I just said why I wouldn't, I guess.
Right. Of course, the last sentence made me cry. Of course it did. Of course it did.
On the big gay web, there was a lot of stuff going on. So I know that this has been going, like, these are headlines and topics and stuff have been going on for a week. So basically, I just want to give you the topic and the website, and then you can go look at it. So there was some really good stuff on Huffington Post Gay Voices. There was an in-depth interview with Mary Lambert. There was some hilarious stuff by, I don't know if you know YouTube sensation Ariella Scarsella.
Why would I? Tell me something I would know. Like, why is she a sensation?
Shit only lesbians say in bed.
Okay. Oh my god, are they funny?
A bunch of these, but that one particular is really funny. And then there was, and this is all on Huffington Post Gay Voices. They just had really good stuff for a change that was geared kind of towards us. For
nice.
Lesbians. So you got Mary Lambert, you got Ariel Scarsella, you have 23 naughty lesbian scandals,
ooh.
11 things you've always wanted to know about lesbian sex but were afraid to ask. So those were some of the good articles on that site.
Wait, we should save those for May, for Masturbation Month.
You should. You should go right to it right now and save it.
I shall tag it on a bookmark.
There was more good stuff on Datch.com where they had celebrated trans awareness by listing the top 100 trans people, which I thought was very cool.
Very fun. All right.
Getting the best bang for your buck with affordable sex toys.
Ooh.
Was the article on autostraddle.com.
Was there an ice cream scoop involved?
I'm not telling. These are my secrets.
Awesome.
SheWired.com posted their list, the most eligible lesbian of 2014.
Are you on there?
This was, I'm not eligible.
I know, just checking.
It's going on for a while, and they actually had over 22,000 people vote.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it turned out that, first of all, let me just say, I can't believe that Kate McKinnon came in fifth. I thought she was going to be number one.
Okay, I'm thinking, like, would that be a bad thing or a good thing? All right, so you thought she'd be number one?
I do, because you know what? I don't know who number one is.
Oh, who is number one?
Rain Dove.
Shut the fuck up. That's not even a name.
Okay.
That's not even a name.
Right? So I'm not happy with this, and I feel like I need to have a conversation with Tracy Gilchrist.
I think that you might want to drop her a little note. I agree.
I actually think I'm gonna. And then you guys, only I think 8 days left as they're wrapping up the donations to help the filmmakers of Jenny's Wedding. This is the romantic lesbian wedding story starring Katherine Heigl and Alexis Bledel of Gilmore Girls.
Oh!
So go and hit up their Indiegogo fundraising campaign, and let's get this movie out there.
Please!
Just go to Indiegogo.com, search Jenny's Wedding, and you will find a link to help the filmmakers of Jenny's Wedding and drop them a couple of bucks. I believe they're going to start a second one soon. The movie's done. It is so expensive to have a film in post, which means they're doing the color, the sound, they're putting it all together.
So they need the money to prepare it for for distribution.
Yeah, got it. Release. So help them, because I mean, what better to have a lesbian movie out there with somebody recognizable and people that are, you know, I mean, they're so dedicated to this project. It's unbelievable.
That's kind of really cool that they're still. I mean. It's unfortunate that they have to look for money, but it's really cool that they are open to working on a project that has to be worked, you know, solicited for money. Yeah,
exactly.
Very cool. Very nice.
And then congratulations to music producer Linda Perry and the talk creator,
right?
Sarah Gilbert.
So cool.
Married this past weekend.
I'm so excited. Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's totally. And then in print, in actual print.
On paper?
On paper.
Not downloadable, yeah.
Queen Latifah is on the cover of Jet Magazine, and ooh. I gotta tell you, man, she is looking good.
Okay, I'm gonna look for that right now.
Oh my god, she is looking good.
Really? No fresh email for me.
It is so awesome to be able to flip on her television show, not only see her, but to get to see Bridget McManus like every day.
Yeah, that's nice, right? I haven't caught a lot of it, though. I haven't seen her, no.
I got a 5 minute bit of it when I was in town at my mom's.
Oh, good.
And then like we said, the celebration is on for the 10-year anniversary since Showtime debuted the L Word, and that means that there are a lot of magazines right now with the girls on the cover. You know, you can go to SheMag.com and see Laurel Holloman.
It's a beautiful shot, Denise.
Did. It was great. But then also over here, Lisha Haley is on the cover of Diva magazine.
Oh, really? That's cool. Did you get a chance to chat with her again? With Diva?
I chatted with Jane. She's been really, really busy.
Okay.
But I can see why, because the magazine is looking really good.
Nicely done. Cool. So it's 10 years since it started, 5 years since it's over.
Right.
It really was groundbreaking. I mean, for lesbian,
totally.
Yeah, I mean, it really iconic TV for sure. Despite all the things that we, the regular size and larger women, found non-addressed, shall we say.
It's true, and hopefully, like, next week when we record another show, I will have a clip of that. I didn't get a chance to actually edit it, but we had such a good conversation, and I want you guys to be able to hear a little bit of Laurel talking about that that experience and what it meant to her.
Do you hear what's going on in the background?
She's all over Facebook with her new glasses.
I know, she's so fucking cute. God damn. Gotta get her.
Go,
Jay. Gotta get her. We gotta get her down here in Studio Trois.
Good. You should have her in there.
Gotta just get. Deb's being really like formal about the box situation. Like, no one's allowed here to, like, not real company. Of course, you know, Vicky. Not real company. AJ's allowed to come. You guys, I don't know if you missed this on Facebook or not, but AJ turned down her hand delivered specialized dinner invitation. We're a little concerned about this.
Yeah, but I knew I
my, who is
I
this cousin
from Indiana.
Who is this cousin?
Little Joanne.
Oh, no.
LJ.
Okay.
There's AJ and LJ.
Now I understand, because I didn't know this in Indiana situation, and I'm like, I text Denise, I'm like, who the fuck is it from Indiana? That's more important than Deb inviting Ann Joanne for dinner.
Yeah, she has to keep good graces with Little Joanne, because Little Joanne's daughter, my cousin Shelly, is the one who cuts Ann Joanne's hair.
Got it. So,
see how that works.
Okay, so here's how this is happening, because there's going to be another dinner invitation extended at the end of this coming week, the 11th.
Oh, guys.
Deb is wants Mom and Harold and to come over, but now this is just between us. So just between us. So this is like a trial meet and greet. So she's inviting Joanne too, of course. This is a trial meet and greet so that my parents can spend a little time with AJ, because Deb's ultimate agenda is to invite Joanne to Passover on Monday the 14th. I know.
Oh my God. Do you have any idea what this entails?
I am trying to talk her out of it, and I'm like, look, she's going to sit for an hour. First of all, there's schmooze. Then she's going to sit for an hour before the food. Then the food takes an hour. She's going to be there three and a half hours. I'm like, she's not going to have any of that. We don't start till 6. So Deb's insisting.
She needs to be out of there by Jeopardy.
By 10 of. She has to be home at 10 of 7. I understand. Oh my God. Jeopardy
that's a huge
was
undertaking. Unless, just like in Rain Man with Judge Wapner, you have a room you can put her in where she could watch Jeopardy. You may get some additional time from her.
Yeah, but then she'll miss out on the food part, like on the meal part, which is really like the ceremony, the tradition of the Seder itself is one thing. I mean, that's a beautiful thing to live through once, not every fucking life of your year of your life. Two times. All right, it's still very cool because it's a tradition and it's lovely and it's a fun story. It's a good story. It's a good story.
I'll tell you this much. If you get her there, I'm going to need some video.
And that'll happen. That'll happen.
I'm going to need a Skype moment or some actual video footage.
Vicky will be there, so we'll make sure that happens for sure. A hidden camera.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
I can just see her and Harold. The two of them can't hear each other, let alone themselves. It's going to be too funny.
It'll be wonderful. Wonderful.
So I'll let you know how that actually pans out.
Oh, please do.
All right, so now it's time. Now that we've had a good catch-up, we actually have already are getting to know you guest this week. Is we've already chatted quite a bit about her tonight, so there'll be more. And, well, you know, have at it.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea.
Hello?
JJ.
Hey, how are you?
I could not sit here and figure out what fucking time it's going to be when it's 11 o'clock your time, so we're calling you right now.
Math. Ugh.
I don't want to do math on a Saturday afternoon.
Pardon me?
I don't want to do math on a Saturday afternoon.
No, and you shouldn't.
All
you
right. Should. Thank you. How are you?
Hello, lovely.
I am doing fantastic.
You sound fantastic. You look fantastic. You are fantastic. Hold on. We got to get some folks in the studio for a second, okay?
Okay.
Before we move forward.
Hey, you guys, come in here for a sec.
Okay.
Who is
it?
Okay, first. Don't tell her. Okay, first.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
fine. I love you.
I love you back. Are you okay for real?
This time for real.
All right. I like it.
Hey, JJ.
Aw.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Do you know who this is? Do you remember my voice?
Joe.
Yeah, yay, baby.
How you doing? Having fun?
So far, yeah.
So far.
It's a good group of girls you're with. It's
oh,
a
yeah.
good group of girls.
Oh. You sound good.
Bye.
That's all that matters. It's all you can do, baby.
Are you working today or no?
No, I'm home. I got Tinkerbella here.
Oh, that's woo! Right. I saw the picture this morning on Facebook.
Right, I'm going to go get Hazel so she can say hi. I love you.
Yep.
Love you too.
All right.
Hazel. You got one more.
So cute.
You got
everybody
one more.
Loves a Jay.
JJ.
Hi, Hazel.
Not yet.
Wait a minute.
It's just me. All right, hold on.
Now.
Good morning.
Get close.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Let me just
are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun, but let me just tell Donna it's 10 past 10 where she is. You're too early.
No, yeah. I have to be before 11.
All right, good.
Excellent.
Oh, I love your voice.
Oh, I love it.
Well,
I'm not going to ask these questions because I'm trying not to listen to them, so I'm going to hand you back.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You guys got to get, like, a soundproof room.
I know. She can't have the inside track, so we kick them all out while we're asking the questions.
There
we go. Oh, my God.
Oh my God! It's for JJ.
The JJ, you've been with us forever. We love you so very much, and we can't even believe you agreed to do this one more time because here we are, session 3 of
Getting to know you.
Eh, my God! It is so time for you to
listen
to these new questions. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Number 1, if you could create a magic pill for yourself, what would you want it to do?
Fly so I can go to Elfest.
Aww.
That was a good answer.
That was a really good answer. Number 2.
Now I want to change mine.
Number 2. How would you end this sentence? I get totally turned on when I see a woman wearing...
a baseball hat.
Oh.
Oh, Denise is wearing a hat, right?
Just saying.
That's good, though. That's the first one of those we've had. That's good.
That's very good.
Number 3, Denise?
Number 3. Which TV show characters would you most like to hang out with?
Ooh, Nurse Jackie.
With a lot of vigor.
That was
awesome.
Good.
Question number 4. What's something you do when you're all alone in your home that you wouldn't do when someone else is there?
Take a nap.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So adventurous, our friends.
I know.
Really?
My kind of nap with toys.
Take a bunny ears nap. Now you're being honest.
Okay. All right. Question number 5. Your mom asked what a queef is. What do you tell her?
Oh. I think I would.
And how would you explain it?
Very weird, and just tell her it happens and just, and run then. I don't know.
Would you actually make the noise?
I would probably start saying something like beating around the bush.
So to speak.
Get to the point and then just, Mom, I can't go there.
She would try, though. That's a good thing. She would try. All right. Good for you. Finish this sentence. Very few people know that I...
Dan, I'm a lesbian. A lot of people don't know that.
Really? What are they, blind?
I'm like advertising bracelets, and people are starting, are you gay?
I love that. I love that question.
That's excellent.
That's a good answer, though. That happens.
That's funny. Okay, JJ, if you could toaster any straight chick right now, who would it be?
Nurse Jackie.
Excellent. Sticking with the theme. I like that.
Dedicated. I wonder what her favorite TV show is. Okay, kiddo, here's your bonus question, and it's not about Nurse Jackie. What do you think Melissa Etheridge smells like?
Jasmine vanilla.
Oh, how peaceful and lovely.
Crabtree and Evelyn's cream.
Well done, you. Thanks for playing.
You did good.
Anytime. I would sign up anytime for this.
We know, and don't worry. We've signed you up for some other stuff. You'll get your formal offer in the mail.
Okay.
Take care, sweetie. Good
Have
talking
a good
to
weekend.
You.
Take care, babe.
Love you guys.
Love
Enjoy
you
your day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Always a favorite, right?
Love her. Just
totally.
Love her.
Totally love her.
She's so cute. I have to give her another shout out and G Monk and Sarah because I had to lean on them a little bit to come up with a few questions that I may need next month in an interview that I'm doing next month, and they were right on the ball.
What kind of questions?
Those questions, you'll see.
You guys, you can tell when Denise and I are I'm out of Denise's loop because she plays this like, you didn't really need to know any of this, Donna. You didn't really need to know any of this shit. And just for the record, we're both doing the exact same hand movement right this second.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. You can't see anything. I'm stealing something right off our Lesbian Lounge page right now, Denise, just so I put it out there that that Edge posted on the Lesbian Lounge fan page on Facebook with the two women, so how do lesbians have sex? That's going right on my page right now because I fucking love it. It's fantastic. I can't share it. Oh, I'll figure it out after
I
show.
I love it.
Just so you know, I still have not received any fresh mail since we've been on the show.
Were you supposed to?
I don't know. You said look at your mail.
I sent that a week ago.
I do not have.
No.
Swear.
Wow.
I thought you were sending it to me while we were chatting.
No, I honestly don't know if I can now. I think it was.
Don't look for it now. But because you got something really hot coming up right now. Because, holy shit! Like you made reference to them. Well, right, we made reference to these ladies. Go ahead. No, please. I'm sorry. I step all over you. Do go on.
Chew, chew. New music spotlight, but I can't really call it that because it's new to me. It's not new to the rest of the world. Like
this is really just
like chick music spotlight.
Yeah, and that, you know what? I was wondering what you changed the title of the segment, and that makes a lot of sense because it doesn't have to be new music. It's just good that it's new that we're sharing with all of our friends.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's all that matters. So
right.
Now talk about these chicks because now I understand the link.
Okay, so Never the Bride. And here's the thing. This is about our close circle of friends who I sometimes have to lean on in a moment's notice. When you text me and said, hey, we're going to get together this weekend. And I said, do you want to do a show? And you said, yeah, I had nothing prepared. So, so I called Mandy Burton and I said, give me, off the top of your head, a really great, you know, chick band, some chick music that I can feature. And she immediately said,
are you shitting me?
Swear to God.
So we're talking about this band, Never the Bride, and meanwhile, the lead singer is also involved with the new L Project piece, which is fantastic.
Oh, and there's even more.
do go on.
So you can go to www.neverthebride.com and check these girls out for yourself. But they are homebred rockers from the UK. And they feature the electrifying vocals of Nikki Lambourne and lead guitarist, keyboards, and vocals of Catherine Feeney, otherwise known as Bean.
Bean?
Here, Nikki and Bean.
Nikki and Bean, okay.
Bean, and they make up this world-class band. In fact, Roger Daltrey of The Who once gave possibly the highest accolade when he said Nikki is the best female rocker since Janis Joplin, and I should know what I'm talking about. I knew Janis.
That's crazy. That's
nuts.
Fucking nutty.
Many compliments from great singers like Dame Shirley Bassey.
Nice.
On hearing Nikki sing The Living Tree for the first time, Shirley Bassey said, I got goose pimples and the hair on the back of my neck stood up. Nikki and Bean went on to produce Shirley Bassey's Get the Party Started album, and Shirley found working with the girls inspirational and thanked them for making recording fun again.
Aw, that's so cool!
I know. Their collaboration went to number 6 on the UK album chart. And their latest release is a beautiful package of DVD and an accompanying CD, and this is Never the Bride performing live at the Stables Theater, and it is the perfect gift for yourself.
Well,
the band is unplugged and giving it their all. It's earthy and edgy, and their sound across the board is earthy and edgy, and it's like a blend of this awesome 70s rock, but it's got like a now kind of ease about it, you know?
I love that description. Is that your description? That's beautiful.
It really is.
It's perfect.
Their album Surprise is another must-have with songs like Walk, Don't Run, and When It's All Too Late. They'll bring you right back in time. Like, seriously. So check out their website for upcoming gigs. And don't miss their June 20th show in Putney at Half Moon when our girls Eek open for them.
I'm just sitting here with my mouth wide open because I read this whole paper and did not read that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me talk to you about my take on this band. First of all, I don't want to compare to Heart. I'm not comparing to Heart. I'm just saying any strong female, like, severely intense rock band sound is just enough to get your blood boiling no matter what. And we've actually listened to quite a bit of it while we were prepping this afternoon, and I'm loving this band. I mean, they're very bold, and they're very ballsy. So definitely check out their website. You can listen to a lot of shit from their site. You can see a lot of videos, and we're going to go out on one of their new songs too later. So by all means, stay tuned for Never the Bride. They're beautiful. There's cleavage galore. I mean, come on, how can you not love cleavage?
They're amazing, and I heard such good things about them every night when the girls would come home from recording from that.
So excited. Were they part of the first project that you know of?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Good stuff. Very good stuff.
Major.
Very good stuff. I love when you find things, and that's really a good pull for. Thank you, Mandy and Lucy.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy, for answering your phone.
Yeah, like she never would, really. She's so good. She's very good. They both are. I love them. Aww. Okay, we've missed both of their private parties now.
I know. They went really, really well.
Yeah, I know. I missed.
Yeah, got some feedback. I got to tell you, the funniest person, if you're not already friends with, then do friend Ruth Bradney from
Hilarious.
The band.
Hilarious.
Unbelievable.
So funny, right?
She kills me.
Yeah.
She kills me. You have to keep her right on your feet because you never know when a good one's going to get by.
I'll keep that in mind. You know.
So our internet golden nugget, you heard us talking about this earlier too, is www.lgbticons.com, and this is a fantastic site.
What a smart website, Denise.
It's a fantastic site that rolls the LGBT icons in with newsmakers, movers, and shakers of our community, and it's all in one stop. So it's great because, you know, they're actually focusing on people that have achieved something in our in the LGBT world, you know, and there's not many sites that are dedicated to that. You know, I mean, most of the time they're featuring people that are in the news for the wrong reasons. So
true. You know, good point. Yeah, really good point.
It's kind of cool that they are featuring people that are on, that are doing, you know, big things for our community. So so LGBT Icons, like I had mentioned before, it's kind of a blog site, and it was set up in November 2012 by Barry Church Woods with the intentions of profiling people of significant achievement in the LGBT community. And since then, it's expanded to feature news that it's relevant to our community. And they do interviews, and they got a little bit of pop culture gossip. And Barry did say every once in a while a Bible beater slips in, post comments and whatnot. But so this whole site is entirely run by volunteers, and it generates new content like every day. So so get on there before we get replaced by something. Get on there and check out this great story that's on us. But they have just under 37,000 people that subscribe to the LGBTicons.com through all various channels. And you can follow them on Twitter at LGBTicons. And we are right up there at the top right on this site.
It's very cool.
It
and
really
there's a
is.
Link.
Really,
look at us. There's a link to your three most recent stories, as well as to LGBT Icon, as well as the new She magazine right on mylesbianradio.com. So you can still get to everything we talk about right through our main page. Just check it out. Just check it out and click on shit. See what's there.
Most definitely.
I've never quite thought of us as an icon, but I love it.
But I think we've contributed to the community in some weird
not non-conventional kind of way. Yeah. Yeah, you got that.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is we are still the only ones that do this. I mean, we're not broadcasting live any longer right now, but we are really the only ones doing this.
It's true, but I think what people don't realize is that, you know, if they listen to the first 15 or 20 minutes, they think that we're not going to get into anything significant. Like, we were only talking about our food and our parents and our daily lives. But the fact of the matter is that without taking any money from anyone, we are promoting their
anything
projects,
right,
sites, events.
Yep.
Happenings.
We just want you to be informed. And really, I think the first 15, 20 minutes are the most significant. So I'm not minimizing that at all.
And I think that's the, you know, people that have been with us for a while get that. But I think new people might get to the point where they're like, are they going to talk about anything that I need to know?
Well, I don't know. If you go back a couple of shows, you'll hear a very, very long, intense, detailed discussion about Catch It. So that's pretty important, man. That is important. Catch It is important. Catch It is important. Two lesbians, and two lesbians. A cup of Catch It.
An international shout out to a couple of fans that we have in Denmark, and Miss No Big Deal is a newcomer, and she's catching up on podcasts. So a big shout out to Miss No Big Deal. And,
hello, Missy. And Wolf in It? Wolf in It's been around a little while. I didn't realize that you had contact. That's Wolf in It.
They're both really active on Twitter, so that's like a, you know, just like Hannah Mae, I think we get, you know, our international fans come via Twitter.
I miss you all. I miss each and every one of you. I miss everybody that, because I don't tweet. I miss you all. That's all I can say. I miss you. I do. It's true. But end on what we really do best, Denise, which is, you know, get people drunk.
This is awesome because, you know, sometimes we got to go by seasons, you know, like in winter we like to have a couple of warm drinks.
Yeah.
Not that it pertains to you, but
no, but it's right. Still, yeah.
But this one I think is like across the board, everybody needs to try this, and it's the perfect time of year for it.
I have to agree.
I'm going to put a little star next to this one because I think this one, I'm already in my head saying this one we need to consider at the 2014 Golden Kitty Awards for the best drink.
I think you might be right. It's only like the beginning of the year, but this sounds like something we would both enjoy.
This was a winner. This one is called the Salty Chihuahua. On name alone.
Name alone, Denise. I immediately am thinking of a pink running suit, but that's okay. Go on.
The Salty Chihuahua is very simple. It's 1.5 ounces of tequila.
Which is just a beginning.
Just the beginning. 5 ounces of lemonade, a splash of lime juice, and then you can, of course, garnish with a little coarse salt, or if you like things sweeter, then you can go for a little granulated sugar.
That just sounds really delicious. It's like an alternative.
Lime wedge. Like yeah. Just dip your lime wedge in those things. Yep.
Or else, like, or else rim the glass with the lime wedge and then dip it in the salt or sugar.
Exactly. You could do the sugar rim. But seriously, this is like the poor man's margarita. Like, I love this.
It's the lemonade.
You want to spend the money on Cointreau. You don't want to go to the store to get margarita mix. My God, tequila, lemonade, and lime juice.
The lemonade is just making me really super happy about this. Even limeade and lemonade. And
Yes, indeed.
Good.
So this one has got a little star next
I don't know that we've unpacked the alcohol just yet, but that does sound delicious.
I might even throw a dash of cran in there, just saying,
ooh.
A dash of cranberry. I know, I'm all over the place with this drink. I friggin' love it.
You could do a lot. You could do a lot with a shot of tequila.
We can throw some cranberry in there and call it the pink salty chihuahua. Or the shaved salty chihuahua.
The shaved
chihuahua would be pink, right?
A shaved chihuahua would be pink. You are correct. Stop. Whoever's taking bets, by the way, who's ever taking bets out there? No, we still do not have a dog. Shut up.
Oh, boy. I don't know why you open yourself up to this kind of stuff, Don. I really don't. It's like you're asking for it.
Well, I've made the deal. There has to be natural passing of all five, and then we get one. Natural.
All right.
Natural.
That's not that bad.
Natural passing. Natural.
I got a couple of events that are around town.
Do say.
Okay, the first one is the Queer DIY Filmmaking Workshop.
Where?
That is at Royal Vauxhall Tavern, and this is on April 12th.
I hope you're going.
This sounds like amazing. I'm just saying. So I don't really know what you have to do, but I think that if you are a fan of or you like the Royal Vauxhall Tavern or Whatever World, WOTEVER, you can get some information. You can follow them at Whatever WOTEVER Film Fest.
That's totally British. I love it. Whatever.
Also on April 12th, that is a Saturday. Saturday, April 12th.
Yes.
The Wingin' It Festival is in Winter Haven, Florida, and Melissa Crispo is playing.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fun.
That's very fun. It's at the Winter Haven Airport.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sounds like it's going to be huge.
Oh, I want to go. Maybe I'll take a ride. I haven't seen her forever.
There you go.
Just following her on Facebook and shit. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know about Blue Monday, but I'm hearing a lot about this event, and this is at the Boogaloo in London, and a lot of people go. It's called Blue Monday, and this is the Elfest Merge Edition.
What does that mean?
Go to Blue Monday, and I believe you can meet up with some of the Elfest crew there, and they're actually giving away tickets.
Really?
I am saying.
I do love the new... the new logo. I adore the new logo for Elfest.
Did you get your gift?
Nah.
Not yet?
Nah.
Must be at customs.
Do you know that it was coming to the new location or the old location?
Old.
So that you have to add like another 10 days.
Okay.
The forward right now is about 7 to 10 days.
Okay. Well, then it'll be coming soon.
And now I'm a little... My interest has peaked even further.
I'm not going to show you because I already got mine.
Oh!
How do you like them apples?
I love apples.
On Thursday, April 17th, Effie May and DJ Sandra D are doing their Misfit Easter Weekender with Miss Dynamite, and that is also in London. I believe it's at, I want to say it's at, Stokey Stop, but I could be wrong. So wait a minute. Let me read up on this a minute.
What do you know about...
It's at Blueberry.
Okay. What do you hear about the prom? I don't know if we chatted after the prom.
Oh my God, I heard it was a huge success.
I did too.
I swear to God, I was following so many people on Twitter that went, and the next day, their hangover tweets were priceless.
Oh, that's lovely. That's just a lovely thing.
So Blueberry is on Paul Street in London. So these girls are making a name for themselves, man. They are throwing some amazing parties. So you can go to the Misfit Easter weekend there with Miss Dynamite, I believe, stellar DJ right there. You heard it here first. So contact Effie Mae if you need to get in touch. And then,
is there anything happening here?
There's a massive music festival going on again in Winter Park, Florida, and this is called the Apollo Electric, and it's at the Haven Lounge, and this is on April 25th.
Okay.
Girls, sounds like a big gay thing, and it sounds like it is going to be some amazing dance music.
Oh, like Ultra. Did you hear what happened to Ultra down here?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, not a bad thing. Somebody got crushed by the crowd, and it was a really wonderful event. I hear that it was a really wonderful event, but it's kind of wearing on the neighborhood, and a security guard got hurt really, really badly when some of the traffic fencing, which was not secured properly, got knocked over, and she was crushed underneath it, and it's just bad, but... yeah, so there's a lot of hoopla happening about not having the festival here again. We'll see. I know that Wynn just celebrated their 19th annual golf festival yesterday, and it was the most successful to date. So very proud of our Wynn girls. Super proud.
Oh, good for them.
Yep.
You know, it's not all about the Dyna all the time in Palm Springs. The Dyna Vegas 2014 is happening on Thursday, April 24th.
Why?
This is a big deal because it's in Vegas, and what more could you ask for?
Don't even talk about this shit with me.
No, actually, it's called the Dyna Vegas, and it's Girl Bar and Truck Stop return for their third spectacular year in Sin City. So,
yay!
An alternate thing, April 24th through the 27th. It's presented by Caesars Entertainment. What more could you ask for? Headliners are looking to be Dana Goldberg and Poppy Champlin.
Okay, then. That does sound fun. I mean, that alone sounds like a blast.
It's true. We have to check with Dana on the Southwest Funny Fest.
That's true. We need to and see what's happening there and when we can get ready for that. Yeah, April is, in fact, birthday month, Denise. I mean, it's really quite the important month between your mom, my mom, your wife, and your best friend. I mean, seriously.
I know. It's big. I swear to God.
Lots happening. Lots happening. Lots and lots happening.
Do you want to see a present that I got for Gemma?
Are you serious? Are you really going to do this? Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
She's so funny. What Denise doesn't know is that Gemma's listening in on the other line. As Denise slowly creeps away from the computer, she's going to bring a new cat to the camera, and we're going to have to throttle her from afar. What Gemma doesn't know is Denise already knows. What Denise doesn't know is Gemma already knows. I thought I would live on birthday munch celebration this month, and I realized I haven't pulled birthday rank in quite a while, so I have a feeling I'm going to be really obnoxious. Okay, and she's back, you guys. Hold on. Shut up right now. I don't even want to say it because she's going to listen to the podcast.
It's true. You can't.
I can't. Oh, my God. Ah! I love it so much. I love it so much. Don't even say where it's hiding because she's going to listen to the podcast.
I'm not going to say where it's hidden.
I can't hide
anything in this house. So.
I fucking love it. You guys, you are so cute right now. Oh, my God. I totes adore. Totes adore. All right, you guys, we want to thanks for hanging in. Thank you for waiting this long to hear back from us. We appreciate your patience and input. Vicky and Denise and I made a pact right before we went live, right before we went live today, live recording, that we're going to bang out another couple of shows this month to kind of catch up on
things as they unfurl and unfold. And if you've got stuff you need to share, please email Denise and Donna at gmail.com, or hit us up on Facebook, or of course follow the crap out of Denise as she...
Oh my god, I forgot to mention, we do have a we're gonna delve into this further, but you guys know our friend Philly Debbie and BiancasKids.org and all the good stuff that they do. She's got a friend and who has kind of come out to her.
Right.
And he's a gorgeous boy, and he has got a I guess it's like a partial scholarship, right?
To a dance academy in New York City, and he's commuting right now back and forth to North Jersey and the city, and it's becoming challenging for a lot of reasons, which we will get into at another time. But we want to prep you guys for the idea that Bianca's Kids is an amazing organization that reaches out to children of challenges and need, of all different challenges and all different needs. And Philly Debbie is working with this young man to save his life, actually, in a literal way.
He's got a dangerous commute, and it's not going well for him. And and they're going to be raising some funds to be able to move him closer to his school so that he doesn't have to take this dangerous trek to get back and forth to school. He's so talented, and he deserves to be at this school, and he does not deserve the crap that he has to take getting there. So we're going to, of course, throw our big weight behind Debbie's fundraising campaign.
Lots of it.
Make sure that this this little family friend.
So we're actually just waiting for the what is it? I know it's a
funding link. Yeah,
what is it called?
They need to set up the crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Link that they choose for this young man, and as soon as we have it, we're going to be supporting it as a family and as a team, and we hope that you guys will do the same. So thank you for that, and Philly Debbie, thank you for reaching out. And listen, again, if there's anything you guys want to share with us or help us help you, we want to be a part of everything, because you're a part of us. So we love you, and thank you again. And Denise, go to bed.
Hats off to Sandra Sanchez and to Homos. Still banging out great podcasts. And Sandra, I got to say, man, she's one of the few people that can make me spit soda out my nose.
She's that good. She's that damn good. We're going out on Never the Bride. Vicky, what song did you pick?
I'm a believer.
We're going out on Never the Bride. I'm a Believer. We want to thank you guys for chilling and hanging out. Dude, go to bed. We'll talk.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.